There came a lovely letter from Mrs. Betty Lehman of Holtville, California. She seems to have been moved to post by the write-up in the most recent NDSU alumni magazine about the volunteer efforts of my students repainting Zeeland Hall, the WPA-funded National Register-listed property in Zeeland, North Dakota. "I was only 7 years old when Zeeland Hall was built," Mrs. Lehman recounts, "so I have no memory of it being built." Her father was a depot agent in Lidgerwood and later in other places, but every summer of her girlhood, she traveled by train to Zeeland to stay with her maternal grandmother, Eva Troutman. "My mother and I used to ride the hot, dusty train to Zeeland every summer to see my grandmother Troutman, Uncle and Aunt Carl and Christine Huber, and girls, Irma and Alice." "Here are some of my memories," Mrs. Lehman continues. "The hordes of grasshoppers on the sidewalk between Grandma's house and the Hubers. Aunt Christine had a summer kitchen away from the main house to keep it cooler. Grandma had this device on the front lawn to bring water up from an underground well." She had a sketch. "Inside was a chain with little buckets attached. When you turned the handle, the chain and buckets went down into the well and brought up water. Grandma had a living room with plush purple sofas. It must have been for special company. We never sat there. I went to a store in Zeeland to buy some jacks and a ball to play with. Everyone spoke German. I tried to demonstrate how I played the game, but they didn't understand, and I didn't get my jacks and ball. My favorite memory was when my cousin Irma, a high school student, took me to the auditorium, that was Zeeland Hall, to hear her glee club practice. I remember one song, Johnny So Long at the Fair. Now here's the thing about this menu of memories. They are not a story. They are images, fragments. Mrs. Lehman also encloses a page from a local history recounting the memories of her grandmother, who had come from Russia to Nebraska, thence by wagon to McIntosh County, where despite meager beginnings, her grandfather accumulated 7 sections of land. These memories, too, are episodic. There's the hard first winter in Dakota Territory, 1886, an extended nightmare of snow that buried the sod house repeatedly. There's the Indian Scare of 1890 with the local German-Russian settlers fleeing into Eureka. There is the coming of the railroad and the founding of Zeeland. And there are the deaths of 8 of the 17 Troutman children due to scarlet fever, including 3 children taken away in 3 months. The episodic memories differ greatly between the pioneer generation and that of the grandchildren. What they have in common is their cinematic ephemerality. Are they history, then? Yes, they are. History of a pure sort to be savored bite by bite.